Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Beautiful day out there. Happy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Sue is remote so that we can turn her off whenever we like. It's a request I put in. Turn her off. A request I put in to Steve, and he said, oh, my God, I've been waiting for this moment. So she'll be back in tomorrow. Did you go ketchup shopping today?
Yeah, I did. But I sent a text to Rachel, and she said that you guys were already taking care of that at Schnucks. Therefore, I did not purchase multiple ketchups.
Mmm.
What's wrong?
Mm. Why?
I'm just looking for ways to fire her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So today, we and we can do this since Sue doesn't like chocolate. She loves chocolate. She doesn't eat chocolate.
Chocolate.
I remember chocolate.
Okay. I remember when they invented chocolate.
Okay, well, flag on the field here. It's not as if we're not allowed to eat chocolate in Sue's presence.
Yeah, but
you mean it's not like, let's get all the chocolate in that we can.
Chocolate day without Sue here.
I don't know what you've been told.
Now that Sue's gone, we can have chocolate day.
But wouldn't it be wouldn't it be sort of bad form to have a chocolate tasting?
Yeah, but I mean, we drink soda yet. Yesterday, she doesn't.
Well, that's a good point.
Oh, I forgot about
Sue would just host the chocolate tasting.
She doesn't have any vices, guys.
So today we're going to do Oreos versus not Hydrox, but an off-brand. And I, of course, have not tasted it because that would be cheating. But Rachel did, and she was like, pretty damn close. So
wait, now I assume you're going to do this blindfolded, right? Because Oreo obviously says Oreo on it.
Only you're going to be blindfolded.
Okay, that seems right.
We could definitely do a blindfold. I also thought about crushing them up because even not blindfolded, Oreo has a very distinct, like, the Oreo
texture.
It has all those words on it that are raised in the cookie.
Yeah.
You could flip them.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
Wow.
Flip them, what do you mean?
Undo it and then have the cream as sides of the cookie as the outside of the cookie.
So yeah, just
take the top and the bottom insides, of the Oreo and flip them.
The insides become
so
the
where
outside.
It says
not
Oreo.
Oreo. Look, just
yeah, it is.
This busts them in half. Just put it in your mouth.
The in of sides become the out of sides. You see?
No, there. No. Just take the top and bottom off and turn them upside down and put them back on the cream.
Yeah,
it's still an Oreo.
It's still a sandwich. Yes.
But instead of the top part saying Oreo, the Oreo is facing the cream.
The words are now pushed into the cream.
Can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump left.
Yeah, we have a new president.
I do have one thing I want to add to that, too, though.
We have a new
Joe Biden was inaugurated, and we're having a for real argument about how we're going to taste test Hydrox cookies.
You put us on the road, and we're just going down the road.
I'm a terrible leader.
I just
have
one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
I'm just a bit concerned with anyone's tongue touching the cookie part of the sandwich cookie because, like I said, I don't want you to be able to like braille read. Like,
how about this? How about if we blend it up and you shoot it in our mouth with a turkey baster?
Frisbee.
Well,
they're not even cookies anymore.
If you braille read Oreo with your tongue, you deserve to win.
I'm saying she's right.
That's
the other brand is Craven brand. Mm. Craven. And there's a significantly less writing on the Craven than the Oreo cookie. So I want to avoid any feeling. That's why I was like, I'll just crush them up so you can't see it. You don't know what's going on.
5 minutes into Inauguration Day show, and Tony says, if you can braille read the cookie with your tongue,
you deserve to win.
You deserve to win.
But all of us understood that. That made sense.
Teeth only. You got to just
swallow it like a pill.
Yeah, just bite into it and chew.
Okay.
Keep your tongue out of the
equation.
Rachel
got one more concern. I have my final concern. And then if you want to talk about like the president. My worry with testing against an off-brand instead of a competitor of a similar ilk is that many times the off-brands, just like Wall Tech or Wall Buprofen, is exactly the same ingredients, just under a different name. So yes, there's not really a taste difference.
I don't know that there are generic cookies, though.
I think
it
a lot
would still
of those
violate
generic
patents.
I don't know. I think a lot of those generic brands have.
Yeah, there's like Schnucks brand cookies.
Have duplicate.
Okay.
No.
Who do I fight first?
I know
that Schnucks have cookies.
I wasn't saying there
I know that
Schnucks
there are
brand
off brands. I'm just saying I don't think that you're allowed to use exactly the same formula.
Gotcha.
Because that would violate a patent.
Gotcha. Got it. Gotcha. Sorry.
I could not find Schnucks brand Oreos.
No.
What Craven? Is that an apostrophe?
Okay. It is C-R-A-V apostrophe N.
Craven. Oh, okay.
I wonder if they have any other fine products.
They have a lot of products because I looked at the website because I was like, well, every Schnucks brand I've ever seen has just been branded as Schnucks. Mm-hmm. But I thought perhaps this is the Schnucks version. I don't believe they are associated with the Schnucks, but Zach, send me an email if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That's our Schnucks
interesting
guy.
Is it?
Yeah, kind of. I'm most interested in the
Dave
tongue braille.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to get to hear Lulu snoring today, Sue?
She's wandered out of the room. She'll hopefully be back.
Wow. Yeah, this is like quarantine vibes. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Playing games with cookies. All right, thoughts? Did everyone watch the inauguration speech at least?
Mm-hmm. It was a chore. I struggled through watching just basically 1 hour. Like, I just wanted to watch.
What was chorish about it for you?
It just was, I am just so done with politicians. Mm. I am so done with all of it.
Yeah.
That I just look at.
The talk.
Uh-huh. I just look at all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just.
I agree.
And I just get disgusted. Like, they pan this. Well, there's this person, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that person. I don't like you either. And, it's not a Democrat thing. It's a politician's thing.
I was urinating next to Kevin Killeen from KMOX, and he said, what did you think? And I said, I thought that the Biden did about as well as you could, but I'm simply unmoved by words. And he was like, I like that. In the way only Kevin Killeen can say. But it's true. Like, it was a great speech. But I didn't expect him to come out and give a bad speech. And I, for one, I know you hate me for this, but I think he means it. I think he wants what's best for the country. And now we get to see what happens. Now we find out. We find out what the Democrat agenda is going to be. You know, Trump hit the ground running, tons of executive orders. And,
mm-hmm. And so is Biden.
Love him or hate him, yeah. Trump was prolific. He was very, very effective at getting his policies through.
I did think that Lady Gaga crushed the national anthem.
I thought the entertainment was good.
She did great.
How about Garth Brooks?
I was going to say next. I loved Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
He seemed like the only real person on the whole stage.
Yeah.
Like, he seemed excited, and he went and hugged everybody. Yeah. Like, it just.
What about Amanda Gorman, the youth poet laureate?
She gave the benediction, right?
She was killer.
She did a poem. She wrote a poem called The Hill We Climb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's the USA's first ever youth poet laureate, and I mean, you can say you're no longer moved by words. Go watch her speech.
Yeah, I
watched
it.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly
so
beautiful.
Impressive.
So, yeah, it's their day.
Yeah.
You give it to them and enjoy it. And I will say that I...
Can I have one more thing?
Is it about the poet?
It was about Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool to see Kamala being sworn in because I might not agree with everything that Kamala says and does, but seeing a woman being sworn in as the Vice President of the United States, I was very moved.
Yeah, you were kind of choked up?
Yeah, it was just really, really, really cool.
I get it.
Yeah, regardless of your party, that is a moment in history.
I totally agree.
And when Barack Obama was elected, I didn't vote for him. I didn't like him, but I was very moved.
Yeah,
when he was sworn in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like much of anything when it comes to Kamala Harris's policies and politics. But
it's about time.
It's about time. Yeah. So I'm not. She's not the best choice, I don't think, but it is a moment that should be that should be recognized because it's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm always impressed, and never more than this year, because, you know, growing up and watching inaugurations passively and you know, just the whole thing and pomp and circumstance and the handing over of the Speaker of the House's gavel and, you know, the peaceful transfer of power, it means a lot more this year to me. Because exactly 2 weeks ago today, we had a mob storm the Capitol building, the same stairs where the inauguration took place, and now we know just how bad it was. It wasn't Antifa. It wasn't a few looky-loos. It wasn't this was absolutely a dark stain on our country. And so seeing that insurrection just 2 weeks ago, and all the people who supported it afterwards, and then seeing the peaceful transfer of power in the exact same place, that's moving to me. And I wouldn't care who was sworn in today and who the insurrectionists were. Doesn't matter. Flip the sides. Just, it's good to see that the country is bigger than any one person, any one movement from any political party. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, anytime things like these happen, it's very reassuring to see just life go on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was assuring the night of January 6th when Congress got back to work. I think we all felt that day, like, when are they going to pick this back up? Surely. I mean, it didn't even enter my mind that that's something that they would do.
Me either.
Stick around and get it done. But they did. And, you know, we talk a lot of crap on Congress on the show, deservedly, but that was what needed to be done. That was them setting a great example, and that was them understanding how important it was to press forward at that moment.
Rach and I were here early today, but honestly, sadly, just because we were afraid that something would go bad, and Andy's not on till noon, so we were going to jump on and anchor in case there was some sort of violence or something. And we were watching the whole thing in our office, and I started laughing when J-Lo came out. I'm a pretty smart guy. And then I'm really dumb. I didn't think she would wear like the green outfit from the Grammys, but I was expecting Super Bowl J-Lo. I don't know why. But when she came out dressed tastefully in white and sang This Is Your Land or whatever, I was expecting her to be like dunk, dunk, dunk. I'm like, I thought this is gonna be odd.
Leotard in a big sparkly headdress.
She did work in the Let's Get Loud line.
Here to perform the theme from Hustlers.
Yeah, I really did.
Jennifer Lopez.
I really laughed at myself. Like, of course she's not gonna do that.
Man, Lady Gaga was she killed the national anthem, like Tony said, but she's just so like. I saw a tweet that said she looks like she's about to announce the next Hunger Games. Like, everything she does is so over the top, and I know that's why people love her, but I was like, Lady Gaga.
You gotta be yourself, but seems like bad form to try to outshine everyone on the dais when the first female's being elected to, inaugurated, you know, that's seems like bad form.
You know what else was cool? What's his name? Eugene Goodman, the police officer
so cool.
from the Capitol who like redirected all these rioters and got them away from Congress people. He escorted Kamala Harris onto the stage today. I thought that was pretty neat.
And the president, I didn't see it. As I understand, he made a few remarks and then he flew off to YMCA by the Village People.
Yes, his, like that, his departing
that happened.
Yeah, his departing song as he left the White House for the final time was Young Man.
He loves
the Village People.
He used it in all of those rallies earlier this year.
Like he also used Billie Jean.
Where would you dig?
People were a little confused by Billie Jean, which I love it.
Yeah.
And he also used My Way by Frank Sinatra, which I find incredibly fitting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think we have to admit, though, that even with all the firsts today, Bernie Sanders stole the show.
Sitting there all by his lonesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I love it.
My Lord.
Dressed like this.
Dressed like a third grader.
What?
His gigantic mittens. Oh, it's perfect.
Sue, go to my Twitter. I retweeted a photo of him, and he's got mittens on. He's got a parka on. He looks like he's going to the drugstore. Does not look dressed for the inauguration,
for a bus.
But you love to see it.
Also, going in.
And no, and he has no friend. He's like all by himself. All
no alone. One's even talking to him.
He's just sitting alone.
For all the crap that Bernie, you know, that gets for, you know, supposedly not practicing what he preaches and having more than one house, despite, you know, the redistribution of wealth, whatever. The man owns one coat. Every time I've seen him for the past for 2 years, he has that one like green olive parka on.
I said it many times. I think that Bernie Sanders is one of the most, as much as I said earlier, have lost all faith in just about every politician. Bernie Sanders, I don't like his policies. I don't like his ideas, but he is a, I find him one of the most honest politicians in Washington.
I will say this. I understand it's Inauguration Day. I get it. I understand why that's a big deal. But just seeing the mile-long procession, just seeing all the focus on the president, whether it's Washington, Obama, Trump, or Biden, just makes me itchy. I just don't like it. We have three co-equal branches, and no one gives a rat's ass about the other two because they're not sexy. The president, you can hate the president. Mm-hmm. You can worship the president. And the president is no more important than the other two.
Except that we've allowed the president to become more important than the other two.
Yes.
Executive
we've done
orders.
Something extra constitutional.
Yeah. I mean, he's already, what, 17 today? He's signing 17 executive orders today.
Yeah.
So, you know, this... We've allowed them to have the presidency to have more power than the other two. It's temporary, a lot of it, but it's still power. It's still power that it is solely held by the president.
Yeah,
a phone and a pen.
We do it because it's fun, and I like having fun. But I just think that I hope in generations to come, the presidency becomes less and less glamorous and important. You know, I hope we get back to our roots, because our roots really are, think what you want of the founding fathers. It's brilliant. It's amazing that they came up with this hundreds of years ago, and we're just kind of bastardizing it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Next up, we have Brian Kilmeade from the Brian Kilmeade Show, 9 a.m. to noon. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
So, thoughts on this historic day?
Well, I mean, bizarre, like everything else that's happened in this year and 1 month. Everything's different. It would remind me of a sporting event where you cover the empty stands with tarps, like the MLS used to do when no one watched soccer. Now they seem to like soccer. I think the speech was about American coming together, and I thought it was good. I thought it was well delivered. First time in a long time he hasn't shouted the entire time. I enjoy seeing the former presidents. Okay, got it. But my problem is, instead of America coming together, the whole definition of coming together is, are you going to come and agree with me, or am I going to meet you halfway? And I'm looking at these 17 executive orders. I haven't memorized them all, but the first five are in your face, and those 17 are undoing Trump. Not unusual, but if you actually wanted to bring America together, maybe you would have shown that in the first executive order you included or didn't include, including making more trouble in a place you don't need it, and that's at the border, where the only thing growing right now is the virus at the border. Please don't tell me you don't think that has everything to do with the illegal refugees coming across the border. I mean, we're not allowed to go out without a mask on, not allowed to eat indoors. But if you live in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, or California, you don't know what's coming across, and you're not supposed to say anything. And the president, now President Biden, is opening that up. So I would love for him to say, hey, I want to cancel the XL pipeline. I'm going to talk to Mitch McConnell about it. You know, I'm not going to get rid of the filibuster, but I do want to work with Republicans. He's coming over tomorrow at noon. So that would show me things are going to be different.
Yeah, we're talking in the first segment how I'm just so unmoved by words anymore. And
yep.
I thought the words that Biden used were great. Those are the words I would have chosen as well. But, you know, the whole like schmarmy love is an action, whatever. That's what unity should be. It should be actions. It shouldn't be what you say. It should be, oh, that action you took really makes me feel like I'm a part of it.
Not hard. And you just got to be willing at the age of 78 with everything he's been through. You would think, I don't really care if AOC likes me. I don't care if Bernie Sanders feels let down. I think I got to go halfway because I got to worry about the next day. And then you, when you pull Mitch McConnell over and go, Mitch, I need this. What do you need? And one thing that he had said earlier is that one thing I learned about doing deals, I know the other person doesn't want to look bad. So I'm always looking for a way for them to say, I got something out of it. I go, wow, that's the Joe Biden I heard about in the 80s and 90s, where he was always reaching across the aisle and his beliefs weren't that different from Clinton and Bush. So, but I haven't seen that. I mean, all I hear about is how we're going to have green energy. All I hear about is that he's going to do everything he can to fight against fossil fuels, exactly what he said he wasn't going to do. So, and then now all of a sudden I understand that when we go into the Paris climate change, they are saying that for us to do that, we have to add a green courses into our curriculum at every age. So we have to learn about global warming in every school. That's going to be mandated by a world government. Oh, that's going to be easy to digest.
So, Brian, obviously we have a new president and the outgoing president. Let's talk about him for a moment. Your thoughts, I know that you, because I've heard you say it on your show many times, that he really sort of tanked post-election. It was a really bad couple of months for him, and obviously culminating on January 6th. How big of a mistake was it, do you think, if you do, that he did not take part in any of these traditions?
I was stunned by how many experts have said it's the best thing possible. I mean, Ari Fleischer said on our air, it would have looked so phony had he shown up. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, because he doesn't believe he lost. He hasn't spoken to him the entire time. He says the whole country is going to go in the wrong direction if he leaves, so for him to show up. And I thought that's what everybody said. But, you know, a non-politician left before, first time in 152 years. So I would love to. I've had, as I said today, I've had way too much experience losing. I know how to do it. You give it your all. I have no problem if you give it your all and you lose. I hate it. But I think it shows something of character when you lose and can hug it out at the end. And there's no better example than boxing. You're literally trying to knock the other guy unconscious, and they hug at the end. So that's not Trump's style, but that's the least of it. If he had just bowed out November 10th and said, "You're like, listen, I got my legal team working on four separate states. I really think this mail-in voting was upended. I'm looking into things with the voting machines. But as of now, I'm going to welcome the Bidens to the White House," and did that thing traditional, I think he'd be. I think his numbers would be about 53% already, because the stuff he did was pretty dynamic. I mean, he's got a good looking report card. He really does. And you might. I mean, AOC doesn't like it, and Kamala Harris doesn't like it. But man, moderates and Republicans and a lot of urban people in the urban environment kind of like it. You know, he was leveling the playing field. He was doing the best he can to bring manufacturing and business back. He was taking on our enemies. He redid one major trade deal and some small other ones. I mean, we can go on and on, the USMCA and things like that. So we could have a chance to reflect on that. Now it's going to take a few months. But I just did a special. It's going to air with Harry Truman. And we went to his summer home in the Keys, where it was like the Camp David back then. And when he left office, his approval rating was 28%. And I don't know anybody who doesn't rank him as near great or great now. So we just got to take our time a little bit. And I just do think in a month from now, even this last 3 weeks will be a blur. But I actually think that now that he hasn't tweeted in 2 weeks, I think it's helped him.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Brian, it's Tony Colombo. One question involving two investigations. It was interesting to see Hunter Biden walking, you know, on the street behind his dad today, waving at everybody, you know, and part of the victory parade there. But now it's Biden's DOJ that is, you know, investigating the president's son. That investigation and what is happening with President Trump and possible impeachment or a Senate trial. What do you think the future of those two issues are? Are those going to be pursued?
Well, Joe Biden says he has a totally independent Department of Justice. We'll see how long that lasts. I don't know. You know, I mean, if the FBI is going to do a 2-year or a year and a half investigation, and we're not going to see it, that's unique. I mean, this guy is so ridiculously caught. For Tony Bobulinski to everybody else around him is either indicted or in jail. And he's in the middle of it. They actually have recordings and emails. How the hell can he skate? And the question is, I don't want to see anyone hurt because they're related to the president. I don't want to see Don Jr. hurt or anybody else if they're just because they're related to the president get special scrutiny. My thing is, the guy's trading on his dad's name, and the question is, what does his dad know about it, and how did he get where's that money? Did anyone declare it? You're talking about millions of dollars. So I think that's got to be answered. And I love the fact the FBI is doing this and it's bleeding into this administration. So, and I thought Trump said something interesting too about 2 months ago. He goes, I don't want to see anything bad happen to Hunter because that, you know, he doesn't want to beat up on people. Like his first instinct is to win. Yeah. But he's not saying he wants Hunter to pay a price. He just wants to show you that Joe was compromised and the guy was trading on his dad's name. And you saw him, you see it in the email. I will never make you do what Pops makes me do. I've been earning money for this family. I'll never make you do that and cut him in. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's like it's a bad crime drama that you'd watch on headline news one day.
Brian, what are your thoughts on President Trump revoking his lobbying rule from, you know, you have to wait 5 years? Why do you think that he did that?
I read about that. I haven't really focused on it. It doesn't look good. Says don't lobby, and then when you get out, you can lobby right away. I guess there were people saying, listen, I can't even earn a living. They're not even giving me a book deal. I can't get hired because I work for you. The only thing I could do is this, perhaps. But, you know, if it's as it appears, it doesn't look good. You know, that's behavior that you have that he, you know, that's why he won, that swampish behavior. But I do think it's unbelievable that 250 publishers got together to agree not to publish anything from somebody who worked for Donald Trump. I mean, do you believe this stuff is happening? I mean, that to me is the unethical part of it. Somebody lobbying, making a few extra bucks and making $125,000 for 4 years. You know, that's a debate. I'm not pleased about it. I didn't ask him to do the executive order. But I think when companies go together, like Forbes magazine, and says we're going to vilify any company that hires a Trump official, when someone goes to write a book and says I'm going to vilify any company that publishes somebody who worked for the Trump administration, and now Trump has seven separate companies say we'll never lend money to you, we'll never use your products, we're kicking you out of SAG. I mean, that to me is more than a little scary. How soon did they come after us? You know what? In St. Louis, they got this talk station. Gets a lot of ratings. Gets people angry at me. I can't get elected in that city. We got to find a way to mess with their license unless they moderate their hosts. I used to think that stuff was crazy talk. Good talk radio. But no longer do I think so.
Brian, you're on television a little bit later on?
7 o'clock. So I'll be on 7 o'clock all week. See how that goes for an hour. I'll be in the middle of Jen Psaki's first press conference, so we'll dip in and out of that for a while. So I want everyone who is kind enough to listen to you, if they would tune in at 7, it would be great.
Perfect. Do you have a preference, Brian, in mornings or evenings being on the air?
I don't know. I love doing new stuff. You know, yeah. When I've been going on stage and host something, I'm all for it. If I can make a speech to a group, I'm all for it. If they say, we need you for an hour, that's an interesting challenge. I'll see what happens here. But having that format in the morning of 3 hours, and you really, you know, 1 minute you're standing up, the next minute you're in a deep interview, that's a format that's pretty cool. But I'll help anywhere that's needed.
Man, you and I have so much in common, except for I'm lazy.
No, except for you're a lawyer and a musician, and you're not lazy. Nobody believes you're lazy. You're incredible.
All right, see you, buddy.
Go get him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You turn the music down.
It's very nice.
Sorry, I got
it
just...
was just blaring.
I'm trying to compete with Duran DeLorean.
There's a boss on the Andrew and Rachel were organizing the cookies for the taste test, and Andrew did not have his headphones on, so did not realize the music was still blaring.
I'm so sorry.
That was funny.
It's probably easier for me to conduct the taste test over here. Is Sue on? Let's get her
no,
on.
No, now Sue is on. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Okay, take her off. We just want to make sure you're okay.
Okay.
Just a check-in.
So what we have here is Craven Oreo cookies and then normal Oreo cookies. I have decided to... All right, so in theory, Tony's disassembled sandwich cookie was a great idea, but one of them was... You could just tell by sight. You could tell on sight. So what I have done is
even
I have...
flipped.
Yes.
There was just a different texture to the... cookie part.
So
interesting.
What I've decided to do in the last minute is crumble the cookies, and they are what we want to do is a blind test. So I've crumbled them
Did
to
you just
hopefully
take them all between your two hands and just mash them all together.
She chewed them and spit them out.
Yeah, I baby birded it. I washed my hands, then I used hand sanitizer, then I used gloves.
Not good enough.
And then I spit on them.
And then she ground them with her heel into the dirt.
Yeah. So what we would want to do, and Tony had this idea too. When it's your turn to eat the cookie, blindfold yourself with the mask, and then they're in tiny pieces, so hopefully we're going to avoid the reading the Braille with your tongue.
Let's do it.
So, right. Yeah, okay, Dave, why don't you go first? What I would also love to do is for Dave to try each, give me his answer, and then we will discuss everyone's reasoning after the votes are in.
Got it.
Okay.
You don't want anybody's...
Are they in like little bowls, Rachel? Is that what we're talking about?
They're on
about?
Paper plates.
Paper plates, okay.
And yeah.
Can't see a thing.
It's the
if you can guide me, I can't see anything.
It's like a regular paper plate and a decorative paper plate, so that is
I gotcha.
That's how Rachel will know the difference, I assume.
Watching Dave do this blindfolded.
Dave looks hilarious with his mask on his eyes.
He does. He's wearing a matching hoodie and beanie, he's got a also matching... he looks good. It's a good look. You look like a monk.
You had a little bit of flair there when you ate that first one. There was a bit of
twirling between his fingers like a coin. Man.
There was a bit of showmanship.
Finger looking good.
May I have number one again?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember which one I gave you first.
That's what I say, guy at McDonald's. Oh,
what happened to the flannel? They only last one day, Dave. I'm trying to distract him.
He's eating with his mask.
Okay, all right.
They're real close.
Mm-hmm.
I think number one
not
is...
Not supposed to talk. Remember?
I thought I was supposed to tell her what my thing was.
He can vote, but he cannot...
Oh, okay.
He cannot
but
reason
don't,
out
don't
the
reason
I probably
out.
Can't take my mask off as well, but
you
I
can do that if
I
you
like
want.
It.
I was going to say, I think he just likes wearing the mask.
Do you want my answer or no?
I would like your...
Number one?
Yeah, number one.
Number one is fake. Number two is Oreo.
Okay.
Interesting. So
but don't tell us why
number
yet.
Two. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Tony, you want to go next?
Right here if you'd like.
Okay.
Dave has gone number two. I can confirm Dave has gone number two.
While wearing a mask.
Standing
next to Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Was that kind of hot when I was just blindfolded?
Yeah, it was nice.
And by kind, I mean crazy.
I really liked it.
Wow, this is, where's my microphone?
there it is.
Found it.
There it is, Tony.
Got it. Got it.
He's
about to have numero...
This is number one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, this is good radio.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my headphones on. I can't hear too.
Tony has the mask covering his eyes and nose and mouth, and he looks like a robot.
Yeah, he has a tiny face.
Never noticed that.
The masks really do highlight whether you have a large or a small face.
Yeah.
Or if you get a big mask, you look insane. If you get a small mask, you look even
insane.
More insane.
Oh, man.
I haven't thought about that.
Very close. I think Right now, I'm leaning towards number one being the Oreo and number two not being.
Okay.
But let me have a little bit more of each. Is this two? Am I on two here?
That's two.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm nervous.
You should be.
I feel like I'm going to fail this.
You are. You're going to be the worst cookie taster ever. You're going to think they're Nillas.
Yep.
So you say
that's what I'm going with. Number one was Oreo. Number two was fake. I have.
I'm going to say trick question. They're both in that.
All got a split room.
All the confidence that I had yesterday.
Do we each get the same one, right?
Pepsi versus Coke.
Yes.
Okay.
I have none of that confidence.
Oh, it's a split room? Oh, I love it.
All right, Andrew. You're the one I'm worried about.
I felt very strongly about my about Pepsi and Coke.
And this your wishy-washy?
I knew I had that one right.
Okay.
And this one I am not positive. Oh, boy, I do like Oreo cookies, though.
They're both real close.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wrong, you could definitely get by Cravens and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I'm about to eat two?
Yes.
Cravens a bad name.
Terrible.
Sounds like a vampire.
Yeah.
Two's an Oreo, for sure.
All right.
That's right, brother.
That was a confident
That's right.
Yes. So, explain to me why you made the choices you made.
Mine's very simple. Number one, which I thought was the Oreo, was just stronger, in my opinion. It just had more. They tasted the same, but number one I thought had a little more impact. So
the
I
one
that's why that,
that
the
I thought
Oreo.
Was Craven tasted just like an Oreo with a hint of ass. So it's like if you wiped your butt with an Oreo.
Okay.
I've done that. They taste very. They did.
Rachel did that 10 minutes ago.
They did taste.
Why it took me so long.
They did taste very, very similar, but one had a thinner shell, right, mm-hmm. which would denote cheaper production costs.
Did you try to do the Braille thing?
Oh, God,
he did. He tried to Braille it.
He was grabbing for number two, and he was like, "So I'm eating two," and he had like two big chunks in his hand, and he was running his fingertips.
He can't not cheat.
But I felt, no. And I also felt the opposite that Tony did. I thought the two had the fuller flavor. Mm.
Okay,
well,
Rach.
Well. You know what they say. Cheaters never prosper. Tony wins.
All right.
The thinner Oreo that tasted like butt was the real Oreo.
How about that?
You know, they have so many types of Oreo cookies. That can just be their next flavor.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I think Hint you preferred of butt. Craven sandwich cookies. Or
yeah, I think so.
Well, there's a whole package of them in the other room if you guys want to.
I thought number two just tasted a little bit.
Okay, no need to spike the ball.
A little bit cardboard.
Like we all get it. You were right.
It was just like a little bit bland.
I don't know. I just thought that.
Oh, I said I had no confidence in it. I just
all
thought
right,
it was a little
tune in
blander.
This time tomorrow for Ketchup Wars.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.